I'm joined now by Roshan Mohammed Salih, the editor of the Muslim news site Five Pillars. Welcome to the program. Why shouldn't we have the freedom to make fun of Islam and other religions?
Well, I think from the Muslim's perspective, what Lewis Smith said was offensive. He's been contrite about it. He said, sorry, he said, I'm an idiot, I don't know much about religion. So we accept that at face value, because obviously our religion teaches us to forgive. I think British Gymnastics has done the right thing, because ultimately he's a public figure, it's a public body, and they can't give out the message that they accept intolerance. They haven't crucified him, they've given him a two-month sentence, they haven't ruined his career, so I think they've struck the right balance.
But let me come back to my question. Why shouldn't we have the right to make fun of religions? And isn't, in a free society, don't we have the right to be offensive? It may be the wrong thing to do, it may be unnecessary, but doesn't freedom give a right to be offensive?
Well, for once, I think I agree with Theresa May in the sense that I think, you know, freedom of speech is not absolute. It's not, and you kind of, you know, you have a responsibility, and especially when you have to take into account things like social cohesion. The fact is that Islamophobia is rampant in our society. Muslims feel targeted by the government's prevent counterterrorism strategy. They feel as though this country has been involved in military action in Muslim countries. Hate crime, just ask any police force in this country. Islamophobic hate crime has doubled in London in the last few years. Muslims are getting attacked on the streets. A couple of guys were sent to jail for throwing bacon at a mosque just yesterday. I could go on and on. So we have to take into account this context. Anti-Semitism is not tolerated in this country. It's not tolerated in public life. It's not tolerated in the media. Homophobia is not tolerated
but
in
making,
media, public life.
But making fun of Judaism is tolerated. Making fun
but who's
of
doing
Christianity.
That? Is anyone
well, have you seen Monty Python's Life of Brian?
It's quite a long time ago.
Yeah, but even so, you can still go into YouTube and watch it now.
Well, look,
no one is saying that John Cleese should be banned from the BBC.
Yeah, I'm personally against insulting any religion. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
But that's a free society.
Judaism,
in a free
Islam,
society,
whatever.
You can take that view. But in a free society, others can decide that they think religion is a malign influence and that they want to make fun of it. They want to try and discredit it. Now, that is surely what a free society allows you to do.
Andrew, there's only a minority of commentators and figures in this country that want to poke fun at any religion. I don't think the social cohesion of this country should be held hostage.
But can I point out to you the whole purpose of a free society is to protect minorities, if that's what they want to do.
Yes, and that is the hallmark, that is the test of a civilized nation. No, I'm not talking about laws. I'm not advocating people looking out for anti-Semitism or Islamophobia or any kind of discrimination when it's from the ordinary person. But when it's from a public figure and a public body, then I think we all have a message to send out, and that is we will not tolerate discrimination against any religion. And we will not discriminate, you know, against Muslims in particular. And we have to take this context of Islamophobia, rampant Islamophobia in our society into account.
Has British Gymnastics overreacted or have they done the right thing?
I think they are a complete disgrace. I think they've not just overreacted. I think they've behaved absolutely spinelessly. Offence causes no harm to anybody. We do actually enable and permit people to be offensive about religions. We permit them to be to mock religions. Christianity is mocked over and over again. It is only Islam and people representing Islam who insist that Islam should be a kind of special case. We are in a very difficult...
We don't want to be a special case. We want equality. That's what
can
we want.
Can I just... If you want equality...
Special Muslims...
Oh, hold on. I'll come back.
Special treatment for Muslims does not exist.
Can I just finish your point?
Can I just finish? Nobody wants special treatment. Nobody is arguing that Christianity should not be mocked or any other religion should be mocked.
Christians are not getting attacked on the streets, Melanie.
The Jews are being attacked on the streets, and no Jew is saying that Judaism should not be mocked or criticised. We're in a situation where
people aren't mocking Judaism.
You're not even allowing me to speak.
Carry on then.
Thank you. We're in a situation where we have seen people murdered across the world because of the apparent offence given to Islam by the Danish cartoons. We're in a very, very dangerous situation in this country which invented freedom and liberty and freedom of speech, where we now have people who are being intimidated through social and professional means and also in fear of their lives, so that any criticism of Islam, any attempt to mock Islam is regarded as Islamophobia, and any attempt to defend this poor chap who has been disciplined by the British Gymnastic
Authority. But he is a role model, of course, isn't he? Does that not lend itself to some sort of reprimand?
I think we need to have role models in Britain standing up for the Western tradition that freedom of speech is a precious commodity. You're absolutely right. It is not absolute, but it should only be circumscribed in the most extreme circumstances, and giving offence or insulting people is not one of those circumstances.
Now, when you see the bit of the video that we run there, it's stupid behaviour. Mm. And you can see why people may even regard it as offensive behaviour too. And I'm sure he deeply regrets it. I think it was never meant to be public, but as I said, everything becomes public these days. But perhaps what fuels a feeling of anti-Islam in this country is what many will see as an overreaction to this, of him being suspended, of the outcry. He's been issued threats of violence. The police have had to be notified. If we took and said, what a stupid thing to do, stupid guy, and then just move on, wouldn't that be a better way?
Well, I think Muslims feel as though it's open season towards them in the media. And I think as a community, we feel as though we have to take a stand at times. And especially when Islamophobia becomes so public like this, then we just have to take a stand.
With
otherwise,
threats,
the floodgates
though.
Will open. Well, the Muslim community cannot, as a whole, be blamed for the death threats against Lewis Smith. I get death threats on Twitter all the time. Mm. I don't blame white people for that, or Christians, or Jews, or whatever. So I think we shouldn't exaggerate. But I think there is a narrative that Melanie, I must say, has been portraying over the years, that, you know, this idea that the Muslims are taking over and Sharia law is, you know, creeping Sharia law. And I think if I spoke about Jews the way that Melanie speaks about Muslims, then I would be hung, drawn and quartered for anti-Semitism.
You just proved my point. Any criticism of Islam is called Islamophobia.
You go much further than that.
I have criticised aspects of Islam, and especially Islamist extremism and Islamist totalitarian instincts and what I would call Islamofascism. For that, I am called Islamophobic.
Yes.
What I have said is based on evidence and truth. Is anti-Semitism is based on lies. That is the difference. There is no equation that should be reasonably made.
Well, I think we should all be treated equally.
And anti-Semitism.
I don't want to poke fun at Jews.
No, truth
I don't
and
want to
lies
any
cannot
religion,
be equated.
And I just want Muslims to be treated the same as everyone else in this society. If Lewis Smith was homophobic, he would have been sanctioned. If he had been anti-Semitic, he would have been sanctioned. In the same way. So he's been Islamophobic, so I only think it's right that he's sanctioned as well.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much.